Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment. You can listen to The Mike O'Mara Show at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Well, what have we here?
It's a podcast.
Fine.
And what excitement we have today.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show with Mike O'Mara and Rob Spiewak. Now, here's Mike.
Happy Monday, everybody.
Monday after the big game day.
Mike, are you still feeling it?
No,
the excitement of the NFL.
I have to begin there. It seems like I do this every year. Didn't think it could get worse than last year, but
you're talking like Larry King, Mike.
Didn't think it could get worse than last year. 40-0 Dallas. Didn't think we could have a worse game, but it hurt more. I don't want this to be his first surgery. Daniel Jones, many chances, not cutting it.
You know, can I just mention this?
Please.
There's a video that they put online. There's a lot of football going on. There's a thing down here in Miami that I got to talk about with Tyreek Hill getting pulled over by these idiots that I have to share with you. But first, the Daniel Jones thing. New York Giants lost. Daniel Jones, worst game I think I've ever seen him play. It was horrible. I am like a lot of Giants fans. I think the experiment is over. I think we move on. We got to figure out a way to get by. But at the same time, here's this guy that is getting paid a ton of money. And it comes with the territory, the criticism online, the criticism that he's going to get in the media. It comes with the territory. No matter what you do, on what level, in the public eye, the crap you take, you can fight back. But you got to realize that's just the way of the world. That's the way it happened. However, to the bottom-feeding, low-life scum that waits outside the stadium to boo him as he's walking, you know, to his car, that just... I looked at that. I don't care how disappointed you are. I don't care what toddlers some people are. Low life forms that pull that crap. And believe me, I cussed out Daniel Jones as much as anybody on the New York Giants. But the people that wait out there, I mean, give me a break, please. Booing in the game, fine. It's this generic wave of boos, but when you come out there and you wait so you can boo to his face. Jesus Christ.
Mike, you mentioned that for the Giants that the experiment is over. Hasn't the experiment been over for quite some time?
I think you nailed it. Yeah, I think it's been over for a very long time, and I think that's just the way it is. We have the video of DJ walking out. No, we don't. Oh, I'm sorry. I got my new specs on, so I'm having trouble seeing what's going on. But anywho, it really, really was. Oh, that's why. I'll put the right ones on. Thank you.
What's the matter? Oh, you got your wrong glasses on?
I got the wrong glasses.
Oh, hey, Grandpa.
Yeah. Grandpa Mike. So yesterday, my son and I were completely ready for the game. And when I say ready, we were ready to accept any eventuality, because that's what you do when your team really sucks. When your team really sucks, you make preparations emotionally for the game because you know that it could go either way and it could be horrible or it could be okay.
But wasn't
go ahead,
he,
Josh.
Didn't he finish the season hurt? Like, wasn't this a first game back after surgery and stuff?
Well, yeah, sure.
Uh-huh. Okay.
And Mike, you have to be honest.
What does that mean?
Huh? Mike, maybe.
What's that mean, Soroka?
Mike, you have to be honest here, because even though you're prepared, don't you have a tinge of the any given Sunday attitude that this is going to be
springs eternal?
This is
going to
be great.
That's the tough thing about being an NFL fan, because if your team is in the land of suck,
right,
you don't have nearly as much fun as other people that get to really look forward to Sundays.
Right.
When you're pretty convinced that, you know, Well, next week we've got another suck team, your team, Rob. I don't know. The Commanders had a bad thing. Fried sent me a text that I didn't see the highlights, so I didn't see how bad they played. So,
well, Mike, the big concern in D.C. right now is since our new quarterback has lost his helmet twice in the game, they're concerned that they need to either cinch it tighter or get him a better fitting helmet. So obviously that's the problem with our team.
And I'll go back after this show. And look.
And do you remember when I mentioned special teams on our show? Uh-huh. They missed their first field goal. Hail.
Hail. So we were prepared. And I think that compared to other horrible Giants experiences in the NFL, we handled this one. We moved on from it. You know they suck. And that's just the way it was. And
you moved on from it?
Yeah, because...
So what was this post on Facebook?
What post?
That.
Of the destroyed hat.
I moved on after that.
Okay.
That's what helped? He doesn't have the booing video, Mike, but he has the picture of the hat.
I ripped the hat up.
I thought we were getting a story of the hat getting ripped off.
That was late in the deal where my son and I were going out to throw the ball outside, and because the baseball draft for his little league is tonight, and he's preparing for that because there's always something, and I can say that to anybody about anything. There's always another day. There's always something. There's always another event. There's always something. Make sure you put yourself in a position to have at least one tiny thing to look forward to. It might be your next cigarette. It might be your next cigarette. It might be whatever floats your boat. But have that one next thing to look forward to and put yourself on the line a little bit. You have to.
Sure.
Life's not any fun if you don't do that once in a while. So getting back to the whole thing. So I take the hat, and it's really well made.
It's a name brand.
It's ill-fitting because it fits a little too tight. It's not comfortable. Just like being a Giants fan is not comfortable. And...
So a lot of pressure.
I'm pulling it like a weak old man that I am. I'm going like that, and then my kid tries to pull it.
We're
laughing.
You set out to destroy it, and the initial attempts failed.
Yes. I look like an old sales manager trying to open a package of peanuts.
That's what impressed me about the photo is it seemed really hard to tear a hat like that.
It is. Maybe somebody with a little more core strength could knock it out and accomplish that.
You know
that.
Who probably could have opened it, Mike? The children of the night.
But the beautiful music they make. We'll get to horror movies in the show today, too.
Good.
Got to talk about the latest offering from Glenn Close.
I saw a new horror movie. It's called The Hat Ripper.
Okay. The Hat Ripper did not succeed either. But we have an AFC team and we have an NFC team, and that's the pivot. And I said, let's pivot to, because I saw that the Dolphins game was tied, I said, let's pivot to a competitive game. That's all I want. I want a competitive game. I want a chance to get out there. A contest. And that's fine. And they're local. And I don't like Tampa, so Miami is it. And by the way, to the officers that chose for a moving violation to put Tyreek Hill on his stomach with the cuffs.
Jesus.
Duh, duh, duh. One officer already put on administrative leave in Miami. I think they were all Motor Squad members.
Mike, that another player, I think it was a defense guy, pulled over to try to de-escalate.
You mean a defense, somebody on the defense?
You understood, didn't you?
A defense guy.
Mike, why must you pick at something that was perfect? Never mind.
Well, if he's being arrested, a defense guy could be a lawyer, an attorney.
Right.
Yeah, the defense guy got out, Mike, and tore
apart
another
player?
Yes.
Okay.
From the Dolphins, Mike.
Okay.
And he tried to de-escalate the situation, so they cuffed him, too.
Yeah, I heard. Look, I'm a big believer in until it's investigated.
Yeah.
But at the same time, if he really was doing anything wrong, I'm not sure he would have been, out in 30 minutes, which he was when they realized how stupid what they did was.
Yeah, they should have treated him like a notable offense guy.
No, they treated him like a, you know, they treated him like a black guy that was in a sports car.
Of course.
An expensive yeah. sports car, you know.
And it's a disgrace, really.
You know what I just realized?
What? You're missing glass in one of the sides.
Yeah.
Jesus, I'm a mess. I'm a hot mess.
I say it for the second time. Oh, Grandpa. Well, those, but they're wrong, though. Yeah, those are readers, this. Right? So that's you can't, you have
can
to look
that.
Over them.
I can do
Mike,
that.
Mike, you used to have 100 pairs of glasses. What happened?
I do, he but they're not, but I don't have, game. I don't have 100 pairs of progressives. Because they're too expensive, but I got readers. Josh, there are a lot of readers' websites out there. I got a good one for you. I'd love to have them as a sponsor.
All right, send it to me.
But getting back to the whole – so we pivot to Miami, and I'd heard earlier, even before the Giants game started, that right. Tyreek Hill had, you know, been cuffed and was – and by the way, they put one of the officers on administrative leave. And I think we have the picture of the officer who was put on administrative leave.
Silly Mike.
Do you know who that is, Rob?
It's the quarterback for the Vikings, isn't it?
No.
He is a quarterback.
It's the quarterback
though,
for the Jacksonville Jaguars who yeah. they played.
It would make more sense for the team they're against, quarterback.
I didn't watch the game.
That's just, I love
But
that.
Have fun jumping in the pile. It's always fun in here.
No, I'm just impressed you knew it was a quarterback and not just a silly-looking
that's
cop.
True. That, you give him credit for knowing it was a quarterback. That's, yes.
Mike,
that's a good thing.
I actually have some video that shows the handcuffing if you'd like to see it.
Okay, let's take a pic.
Dolphin star.
By the way, that lady that's doing the anchoring, she's the
that's
quarterback.
That's Frederica Hill.
She's the quarterback for the Vikings.
Tyreek Hill.
They call her Fred.
Addressed the media
hey,
for
Freddy.
The first time.
They call her Fred.
After he was pulled over, went into his vehicle, and
nice
then
car.
Put in handcuffs earlier today. Video shows officers putting Hill on the ground
one, two,
in handcuffs just
three,
steps away
four.
From the Hard Rock Stadium. He was driving there ahead of his team's home opener
Having
game
fun.
Against the Jacksonville Jaguars
I'm sorry.
Today.
I'm trying
team
not
officials
to prejudge,
say Hill was pulled over.
But I'm prejudging.
For
Yeah, I don't know that a traffic
Idiots.
Stop requires three guys to cuff you and one guy to oversee it.
Did
That's
it
just me.
What the traffic violation was?
Speeding. I don't know. They didn't. I mean, a moving so, violation might have been speeding. I'm not
they
sure.
Said, it wasn't like I've heard reckless.
Trying to run over
Yeah, reckless,
people.
Which might mean yeah. Speeding. You
yeah.
Know, mm-hmm. Getting to the game. The game. Where he happens to be the superstar of the team.
Well, it then led to his touchdown celebration.
Which yes. was fabulous. I no matter what the circumstances were, you know, the one of the other players came in and put the cuffs on him, mocked putting the cuffs on him, which was hysterical. And then I saw an interview with his agent, Drew Rosenhaus, the mega agent. And
does he still represent you?
yes. Yeah, he got me that lifetime contract, which was really fun. And apparently, Drew Rosenhaus had went out celebrate, had a celebratory meal last night. But you look at that, and to go through that, I ask anybody, even if you're speeding, I've sped into the reckless territory.
Yeah.
I was stopped by a state trooper. I got a summons to go to court. I wasn't pulled out of my car. I didn't have him put handcuffs on me. I want to hear the circumstances. However, right now, on the surface, looks pretty goddamn bad. And
yeah.
and this is just, look, I know. Would he be treated? You know, you wait. You hold off because I don't. It works too fast in America. I have plenty of friends who are on the job, police officers. But at the same time, when this happens, you know, I've had lots of conversations with cops, too. And I know the mindset of certain law enforcement officers
sure.
from around the country. When it comes to minorities, sorry, it's just the way it is. I mean, it is. And some of them, look, it's all about training. We'll see what happens. So, but the Miami Dolphins, he got to the game, Tyreek Hill, and they won the game, and he had an 80-yard touchdown pass.
Yes.
It was fun to be a Dolphins fan, always fun. So my son and I, we went out to a local eatery afterwards, our little pizza joint, and my son popped on his Miami Dolphins hat, and I'm okay with that.
Sounds like
that's
it.
The way it goes. No, I am. I'm fine with that because they're a fun team. They got a legacy. They're fun. Don Shula, you know.
Yeah, you should have gone
Jim
to the
Kick. Larry Mike, Zonka.
You should have gone to the steakhouse.
Dan Marino. Really well, that's at the airport. We've got that at the airport down here.
Oh, Shula's is at the airport.
We've got a Shula's at the airport. We don't have one of the good Shula's. We have one of the crappy satellite Shula. You know the. You know how these restaurants sometimes go into an airport and downsize?
Yeah.
And downsize the menu and downsize it. That's,
like if you go to McCormick and Schmick's at National Airport, it's not
precisely
the same. Yeah.
It's not. It's not a real, but they've got the name and they put it in there and it was a. Now
and they have Don Shula under glass, don't they, at the airport?
Don Shula of the glass. It was a free weekend for my wife and I, which is very, very rare. And I didn't know this was coming until Friday. Double sleepover.
That's
at,
great.
At Michael's
God,
friend
like
Taylor's
magic.
House. And his parents are very dynamic and very good people. And there is there were two, maybe three comments. Because you have interaction with the other parents when my kid stays at a sleepover. And I will tell you that it makes you feel good as a parent when you get, I hope it wasn't too much trouble. He's a gem. That was one of them that sticks out in my mind. I want, we have him around so that our kids can watch the way he behaves.
You know, that wow. Type of thing.
I just loved hearing that stuff about my kid.
Sounds like you left him with like Chick-fil-A employees.
It was wonderful. It was absolutely
right. My pleasure.
They're two brothers. So the brother's just a little older than Michael's contemporary. So they have a great time. And these are people who got wrecked in Hurricane Ian and came back. They live on Sanibel, and they're just wonderful, much younger parents than we are, and just good people, and it's just great
really
to get
younger
you.
Than you.
hey calm down, okay, Nancy, really, will you calm down a little bit, please?
You drew first blood.
A defense player.
Yeah, defenseman. Mike, defense guy.
No, a defenseman would be wrong too.
Yeah,
a defensive player.
That's right. A player from the defensive side of the squad.
Thanks. But
one
anyway,
of the 11.
The parents were fun, but we had both Friday night and Saturday night off and realized just how dull and boring we really are.
Did he stay straight on through, or did you have to pick him up in between, or was just like a straight on through?
What happened? Wait, there was a thing to that. Let me think. We saw him. I'm totally confused right now. How did it go? I picked him up yesterday at lacrosse practice for one of their kids.
Okay.
And then on Saturday morning after the sleepover, how did that go down? I think Carla had a rendezvous.
Okay.
At some point because I was hitting the egg.
They got such high review. The last time I picked up was some time ago, but when I picked up Robert from a sleepover, they had him face down and handcuffed. So
it was not. He got a tremendous amount of sleep at this house, so I'm very happy.
But that's nice. Crazy. Yeah.
It's not. My kid can be a monster in our own home, but it's nice that to get a review. You always want that when you're when your kids stay
now,
somewhere with
he,
another parent.
He got a lot of sleep. I have to ask this because this is a phenomenon we have discussed before. When a kid comes home from a sleepover, their mood and attitude towards discipline is different sometimes. You know what
well,
I mean?
Well, no, he was it's hard. It was a better vibe because they get sleep there. They chill out. And here's the other funny thing about the kid, his buddy, my favorite friend of his, Taylor, who they both play bassoon. So the father sent me a video of, and the older kid I think was playing sax. So he sent me a video of all three kids hitting their musical notes. Absolutely hysterical. And,
I have it, Mike. I actually have it. Here,
okay,
this is two bassoons and a sax here.
All right. Let's listen. There they are.
Any excuse.
My house right now is the Sanibel Symphony Orchestra practicing. Quite entertaining, which it, you know.
That's so great. bassoon like a thing now because there's two bassoonists? I mean, I would think a school would have the one bassoon.
They're the ones that did it. They're the ones that decided that they would be the bassoon players, which is fantastic.
And Carrie asked me last night, she says, why the bassoon? Was it ever explained to you why he chose it?
I have no earthly idea. I know that he's obsessed with it, that he likes it, and we'll see where it goes. And then I immediately texted my buddy, Colonel Colburn of the Marine Band.
Love him.
And he said if he's proficient at that, they are in demand at colleges, that they need bassoon players because a lot of people don't pick that musician,
and Mike,
that
not just
piece of instrument up, you know?
Not just in orchestras. Instrument. Did you know the bassoon is what was used to do the sound of Fred Flintstone walking? So that there's always play for that. Doot, 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 doot. Yeah, exactly. So there's
I played
that.
It. I've tried to hit a few notes on it, and I've been able to, but it is, you know, the first thing you hear about it is that it's difficult, and then you get your hands on it, and you look at it, and it's, oh, my God, it's complex.
Well, the reed,
there are a lot of pulleys and holes and different things.
The mouthpiece is a double reed, right? It's like
two reeds
on top of
each other. I don't know
what's
a double reed. I don't know.
Okay. Does it open up into a larger?
It's a reed instrument.
I don't know. It's a reed. Yeah, it's definitely a reed. And they talk a lot about the reeds, including the reeds getting moldy. You don't want to leave the reeds out or whatever because they can get moldy.
Well, like a saxophone is a single reed instrument. They have that piece of wood
that slides
down
under the mechanism. Mouthpiece.
Right. But the bassoon and I believe the oboe have two reeds that are pressed together and you have to blow through the reeds.
Absolutely. And it's a little tube that goes to the end of the reed and they do that.
And speaking of reeds, we'll have Reed Galen on the show this Wednesday.
Yeah, I mean, how lucky are we, ladies and gentlemen, from the Lincoln Project for some post-debate analysis.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to have Reed Galen from the Lincoln Project on the show. That will be a fascinating discussion because he is always a delight to talk to, and Reed Galen will be our guest on Wednesday's show. So that's something to look forward to. We haven't visited with Reed for a long time, so I really look forward to that. The other thing I wanted to mention for the weekend, so the two nights off, what would one do?
Well, I think at least you'd go out to dinner.
Did we go out to dinner? I don't think we did. Yeah, we might have gone out to dinner.
Okay.
Where did we go? It was not a noteworthy meal. I remember that.
Unrewarding.
Not much to talk about there, but plenty to talk about.
Do you think you went to a place that had several different similarly named places, like a chain restaurant, or was it a place that was its own?
It was a Mexican joint.
Not your Mexican joint.
By the way, at Mrs. O'Mara's brick and mortar store, they are sliding in a brand new mom and pop Mexican joint with a patio next to. So come down to Fort Myers.
She'll never come home.
You can get get your face washed by Mrs. O'Mara, and then you can go down and have a taco next door.
I think you'd want to do it in the opposite order in case you're sloppy with your taco.
Yeah,
then she could wash your face.
She could wash it off, right? Yeah. Wash it off and.
Yeah. At Mrs. O'Mara's Brick and Mortar Store, which is the new official name.
Well, it's what you call it.
I know, but it's not like the name. But it's not like the name of the business. I just think it would be great if you had a sign that
said DermGlow Skin. We'll have a commercial for them later on.
Yeah.
So the activity that we participated in, we went to the local. I don't know if you have these in Virginia or in St. Augustine, Josh, but. We went to one of those local arcades, you know, where they have the slots not a casino per se, but a little local joint where they have them
like a gas station, how they've got the wing with the little slot machines.
Yeah, like my 7-Eleven up here.
They had one at the bowling alley, but you walk in the joint we have that's close to our house that they just opened, and in fact it's next to my old barber. And they put it in, and we went in, and it was, I couldn't believe it. I was like a little child the first time Carla
brought me in there. Are they knockoff versions? Because at my 7-Eleven, they have something like Wheel of Destiny instead of Wheel of Fortune.
No, they're much cheaper. That's the only thing. You can't put big bets down.
Okay.
You really can't. You can't do that. But they are identical to what you'd find. And they're probably second generation, third generation.
Do you win money or tickets?
You win tickets.
And then you cash the tickets in?
Then you cash the tickets in.
For what?
For like little kid trinkets?
For little trinkets. No, you like, can get you get cash.
Oh, okay, but you have to go up to like the guy.
You got
to
go to the window.
But this is like an adult arcade.
It's an adult arcade with slot machines in it.
Okay.
That you can eat.
I walked in and having never been, hard to believe I have never been in one of these joints. But let me tell you the clientele that this brings forward. I think that I live in a rather eclectic area of Florida.
Sure.
And Josh, you might say that all of Florida is a tad eclectic, right? You have differing lifestyles close together. You really do. And that's just the nature of the state.
Sure.
And the sun attracts weird people.
Some would say it's the tips of the country that attract weird people. You go as far south as you can, you go as far west as you can.
Rob, I will give you a perspective.
All right.
On this joint by the handwritten sign and the only sign on the window.
I love a handwritten sign.
No guns, no backpacks, no drugs.
In that order.
But right. But you don't need shoes and you don't need a shirt.
No.
There were no shirtless people in there and everybody appeared to have shoes.
That's a great sign, Mike, because a lot of times in those backpacks, guns and drugs.
But let me give you the other best part of this place.
Yeah.
Look, I don't
how far pretend, is it from your house?
I don't pretend I'm anything but what I am. I am not a fancy lad.
If we were at your home, your beautiful home, we were to hop in your car and drive to this adult arcade.
Yes.
How many minutes does it take to get there?
Less than 5 minutes.
Oh my God. Okay.
And it's next to a Little Caesars. And they have free pizza at the arcade.
So they've worked out a trade deal. So instead of a cocktail waitress bringing you a watered-down scotch and soda, they bring you shit pizza?
You get two free drinks, too, when you go in there. Either a beer or, like, a Truly.
Mike, this place sounds like science fiction. I love it.
Sounds like Nirvana is what it sounds like.
Do they have a ball pit for grown-ups?
They don't have a ball pit for grown-ups, but I'll tell you, it was so much fun for us.
Yes.
And because we won a little bit, we didn't go Friday night. We went Friday night and Saturday night.
That's how pathetic we are. Is this place called Spin City?
Similar. I don't want to give the name. I don't want to give the name.
I just was trying to find what this place is and just found an article about a place called Spin City with the slot machines being ripped out by the Florida Gaming.
They do. There's some company. Of them. I don't know the total background of these places.
I don't know if they're hinky.
I've heard it could be hinky, but at the same time, it's not, you know, it's fine. It's the action.
Love the action. God.
I'm not there to pay for my kids' college. I'm there to have an hour or two of fun.
So
and
you
just
won
watch
on
the bells and whistles.
You won on Friday night.
$20.
Went back on Saturday night. And gave the 20 back, I'm guessing.
Nope. Won another 20.
So you're 40 up for the weekend.
And that's why we went back. And it was tons
of
fun.
That buys a lot of bassoon reads.
Up, down, up, down, up, down. But, I mean, it's the action.
It is
talking to a guy about it that was in there. I said, it's about the action. That's why people like to do it. I watched these guys online, the Vegas Mats of this world, who will throw tens of thousands of dollars in. And it's not money related as much as it's just the activity.
The action, yeah.
Right? I mean, I'm not all gamblers. I don't know what the deal is.
I think that you are a textbook type of the kind that likes to go in there for the action.
That's kind of the way I look at it.
Yeah. Now, when you spoke to
I was
to
cringing
the other,
right there, Josh. I thought he was going to say something awful again and hurt my feelings.
No, not at all. I mean, we've tracked you in casinos. We know your game plan.
You know my behavior.
When you talk to the other people.
And you know my behavior would not be that I'm out there, you know.
No, well, you're not a high dollar guy.
Not in the last 20 years.
No. You know what? By the
Perhaps in another time, I may have been a little irresponsible.
Perhaps by the time you and I got close enough that I would be able to analyze, you were done with your high-dollar days. I think.
Yeah, those days have been really in the rear view mirror. But
so you
I love
just like the blinking lights.
I love it. It's like self-hypnosis. It's Christmas. Like your troubles go away. You forget everything. All you're looking at are the bright flashing lights, and it works for me. It works for me. It's relaxing for me. I really, really enjoy that. And if you lose, which you do more often than you win, you take your lumps and you move on. And if you win, so be it. Isn't that fun? And that's just what we did.
Now, is it healthy? In my family,
I don't think it's
up.
Healthy at all. I don't think it's healthy at all.
Attitude in my family growing up is if you spend $100 on a nice dinner or you spend $100 at a casino, you're still out $100. Did you enjoy yourself? That's fine. That's good.
That's it. It's
well,
fun.
And whatever money you lose, you just have to eat that much in pizza and cookies.
Yeah. Did you get your two drinks each night?
This is the truth. Was it Friday night or Saturday night? Oh, my God. Why am I having trouble with the memory? Maybe it's because I'm getting old. Carla stops by. Friday night, we go in and we bring our own hooch because we were told.
You're allowed to do that?
We were told. The last time we were in there, we were told they're not giving freebies anymore.
Oh, they're tightening their belt.
But they said you could bring your own. And so we bring our own. And Carla says, what do you want? I said, I don't want beer. I'll take one of those White Claws or whatever, you know, the seltzer water thing. That's what I like.
So you probably brought more than one.
No,
so
just
you
one.
You dragged a cooler into there?
We didn't. We brought one, but it was a giant. One of the tall boys.
Yeah.
We brought two tall boys in there. And then when we got there, they said, oh, we're back to giving the freebies, but now only two. I said, get your rules together.
Oh, you can't start on a negative. You should have said, well, that's terrific. Thank you.
They have to change the rules based on.
I'm pathetic. I am pathetic.
Who's stopping by to look?
Yeah. And by the way, if you worry about safety, there is an armed guard in there.
Does he work there, or is he just another client?
He works there and pads around, and you know, and they're very nice guys. And you know, the first night we were there, because I had had that. Now I remember. Now it's all coming back.
Coming back, sure.
We had gone to dinner, and I had had an adult beverage at dinner. And after the adult beverage, we got two other adult beverages.
Did the adult beverage have a floater?
Yes, it did.
Okay. So this is, you were.
And now,
you were,
because you're doing this, I'm piecing it together. I'm slowly piecing it together. Oh, okay. I know where we went.
Where?
It was a chain.
What?
I'm so white trash.
Where
I admit
did you go?
It, we went to Texas Roadhouse.
That was had, who guessed it? There was a guess in the chat room,
and had dinner at the bar.
Oh, you know
on
what?
Friday
I'm
night.
Sorry, Carla actually revealed it. It was not a guess.
Okay, yeah, Texas Roadhouse.
So right, it checks out.
Thanks for listening, Carla. I appreciate it. And then, and then we stopped and got that the tall boy, and then
like at a convenience store.
Carla's going to be yelling at me because I'm getting the chronological order completely.
Don't let the facts get in the way of a good story.
So we get that, and we go there, and because I was feeling loose,
sure.
I think I may have walked up to one of the younger security guards and said, you know, oh, the power went off, and all the machines went dark.
Oh, that is.
That's a sign of a good place.
That's really not good.
So they all go dark. And then they come back on, and then it happened one more time. After the second time.
Did you have credits in the machine that you lost?
It rebooted, and nope, it got everything that was in there. Everything stayed.
Good.
And then it rebooted again. And in between, I walk up to the security guard, and I said, have you ever seen the movie Ocean's 11?
Oh, no.
And he said, no. I said, oh, you got to watch that with these power outages. And I didn't say anything else. I didn't tell them that's how they knock over Andrew Garcia's casino by the big Vegas-wide power shortage.
Mike, we are so old that it doesn't make sense that he would have seen the new one or the old one. The new one is 30 years old.
The new one is God, it is, isn't it? The new one is ancient.
Yeah.
These armed guards, do they look like they're trained or that they got their costumes over at Spirit across the street?
They are trained. They appear to be the real deal. Mm-hmm. They appear to be a let me put it this way. I believe there is, if there are operating costs for one of these facilities,
yeah,
that is a chunk of it, because they are, they're very polite and they are very businesslike. And but it's a little disconcerting until you you know, get to be an expert, as we are slowly becoming. And there is an element to these places,
yes,
that that makes me uncomfortable, and then an element that makes me comfortable. The element that makes me uncomfortable is the evidence of someone that perhaps is no stranger to substance issues. Okay, that makes me a little the part that makes me comfortable are the people that have come from another land and are in there just having fun on a Saturday night.
You don't think they actually flew in just for the casino, do you?
No, I believe they've been here, and they probably contribute a tremendous amount to the local economy down here.
All right.
And now, and that I am, and that, as a matter of fact, I may have on the second night tried to communicate with someone who did not speak English and try to use my broken Spanish to communicate. And
did you ask them if they had seen Ocean's 11?
No, I did not.
Now, the last time I did any, I think it was the last time I went to a casino. It was a failed experiment. We went to a place called Rosie's in Richmond, which was only slots, and they've got some weird rule where the slots
sounds
are tied
like,
into.
Sounds like maybe one of our joints, like a, not a real casino place.
And it, somehow the slots are tied into racetracks. And it's, the rules are very particular.
Yeah, there are a lot of gaming rules. Was Rosie there?
Rosie was not there.
Okay.
But we did see two fights break out. Were there any fights or anything like that?
No.
Did you feel no, it was not a dicey fight?
That's not gonna. That's gonna. The two. One of the guys isn't that big, but there's one guy that's big. And
what was
you know? Yeah.
What was the average age of the people
good
that go
question.
To this.
Good question. Good question.
It's you know what? I would average it out to be about 40. I would average it out to be because you got
any
you
young
got
youngsters the, there, like 21-year-olds.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. There's some kids that have been in there. I've seen senior ladies in there. I've seen senior men, and I've seen guys that are you know in the middle of the workforce that are that are doing that.
Did you recognize any of the slots? Now this is really this
shows, all of them. All of them.
So like
because
you saw
the same kind you'd see
Buffalo.
In a casino.
And did you
Buffalo?
See any? Did you see any old school manual slots like double diamond or triple diamond?
Nope.
They're all the electronic kind.
They're all electronic. And now
any tied into major Hollywood movies? Like was there?
No, not that bit. Not that. I don't think they have that wherewithal to get those kind. It's just, but there were enough of them to be
the very rich Asians machine is very complicated, Mike.
Crazy rich Asians.
Yeah. Well, this was very rich.
And you know
Asians.
The slot players will tell you don't use those machines.
Yeah,
the rights they cost more.
Yeah.
And
and also, Mike, don't ever play the Big Charlie machine.
Hi, everybody.
That's got the big 6-foot handle.
Yeah, but I have to tell you this: I'm not allowed to go without her. Yeah, I'm not allowed to go in there.
What if she's off at another prayer breakfast in Cabo? Then can you go?
Yeah, who knows? You know, I'm going with her to Cabo. We we got to take a break. And,
so you say?
Yeah, if the passports come through, that's another thing.
That's always something, isn't it?
I got something all the time. Passport fun. Not going to be able to get to it all today. Talking in fragmented sentences. Happy Monday, everybody. Giants suck. we'll be back with the round table right after this.
Hey there, it's me.
This guy is one funny motherfucker.
With a fantastic promo for the latest bonus show.
Turn the audio down on your television and turn up the radio.
Larry King stops by with a few revelations.
Now, bowling is fun because you get to put your fingers in things.
There is no proof that I ever milked a cow.
Mike's
and
terrible.
Josh has one of his own.
I've been here for 5 months. If I could ever learn to say the G's, I would have taught myself.
Download the funny today with a bonus show subscription at MikeOmerasShow.com.
I f***ing agree.
And share what makes you laugh on the TMOS supporters page at Facebook.
Why is my pastry stale?
Wow. Boy, oh boy. Gotta do a sound check with that. Hey, it may be September, but it still gets hot and you still need hydration.
Yes.
Liquid IV has refreshing flavors like Popsicle Firecracker.
You go back for more later.
And rainbow sherbet. That hit the spot when you need transformative relief. Indulge in hydration with electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients from the number one powdered hydration brand in America, Liquid IV. It's wonderful, and the secret is LIV HydroScience, the science-backed formula that's an optimized ratio of electrolytes, essential vitamins, and clinically tested nutrients to turn ordinary water into extraordinary hydration. Ladies and gentlemen, I am here to tell you that without my wonderful Liquid IV, with the sport that I love, out of doors, when the humidity is radiating out of the ground, Josh, I don't know if you have it as bad up there as we have it down here, but I am telling you, we are in the dog humidity. It is like playing golf in the ass of a sweaty gorilla. It is nasty down here. And I
high
can't...
of 70 and crisp full sun today in Washington,
oh,
D.C.
Oh, I'm jealous. I know it's getting nice up there, and I am so jealous. But, man, I couldn't do it. I couldn't exist without my Liquid IV out there. It makes it livable. Check out five delicious sugar-free flavors: raspberry, melon, rainbow sherbet, white peach, green grape, lemon lime, and the return of fan favorite hydration multiplier cotton candy. I love them all. I love them dearly. If you don't know that, you haven't been listening to this show. Grab a variety pack. It's the spice of life. Tear, pour, live more. Indulge in hydration with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code TMOS at checkout. You are going to love it. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code TMOS at liquidiv.com.
And passport news?
No, that's for another show. I don't have time to get into that. Because
I'm sorry about
that. The passport situation is manageable but nerve-wracking simply because you don't know.
They take their time.
Well, we expedited it, and we'll see. We're definitely late to the party, and I'm not sure how that's going to go down. So we'll see what happens.
Can't wait. All right.
You know, I'm obsessive compulsive like Rob to a certain degree. If I don't get
You know, if you go fly up to Washington, D.C. and stand in line all day, you can get your passport in 24 hours.
I've done it.
Yeah, and I think I could do that if I went over to Miami, but I was worried that I might be put in handcuffs.
Yeah, and put on the ground. Yeah.
Beetlejuice made $110 million in its opening weekend. That's the second biggest September opening of all time. By the way, I never asked, are you a Beetlejuice? Would you go to the, love the theater.
I went and saw it.
You did? Fantastic. Yes. And?
And I was shocked. For one, I was shocked that it was hard to get tickets.
That popular.
I couldn't go out Friday night. I eventually found tickets for Saturday night because it was sold out every show in.
Yeah.
And it was on all the screens. I enjoyed it a lot.
Okay. All right.
Michael Keaton's a lot of fun. It's worth watching. It's just fun and different than anything else that's out there.
All right,
I will definitely see it. I like Michael Keaton. He's a ticket seller for me. I like Michael Keaton. So
that's good. Well, I'm looking forward to maybe checking it out myself with my son. It is the third.
I don't know about that.
Oh, really? Naughty?
For my kids, it might be a little much.
I know. And when you say much, is it the adult content or
adult content? Which, if you go back and watch the first Beetlejuice, it had it in there as well.
Yeah.
But that was back before PG-13, I think.
Okay.
Yeah, but this is, I mean, in the first one, I know Michael Keaton did no nudity. And in this one, it's full frontal. Gross.
That's just enough. He's just long enough in the tooth. Yeah, he still keeps in shape. Third best opening of the year behind Deadpool and Wolverine and Inside Out 2. Obviously, Beetlejuice. Beetlejuice was number one at the box office this weekend. Deadpool, Wolverine, a distant second with $7.2 million.
It just goes to show, Mike, it shows you how creative Hollywood has become with another Marvel movie and two sequels. Being the biggest openings of the year. Hooray. Yeah, hooray for Hollywood.
Yeah, that means they won't make any more unoriginal remakes. They won't do that. You know that if you go to an NFL game, we've been talking a lot about football here, you're not going to be getting a good deal on beer. That being said, God forbid you buy a $250 ticket to sit there and watch the game sober. According to a website called sportcasting.com, NFL fans will have to pay an average of $15.02 for a beer and hot dog at stadiums this season. Now, not all prices are the same. Here are the stadiums where a brew and a dog cost the most. I get it. Seattle, lots of moneyed folks out there with the tech sector. $19.98 for a beer and a hot dog.
Yeah, get the Space Needle IPA.
Both the L.A. Rams and the L.A. Chargers, $19.49.
Too much.
The Chicago Bears, New Orleans Saints, and Jacksonville Jags, up in your neck of the wood, Josh, basically all at $19. New Orleans has the most expensive beers at $12, while the priciest hot dogs are in Seattle and L.A. at $8.49. That's price gouging.
I don't think those prices sound too bad.
You don't?
No.
You go to more sporting events than anybody on the show.
Yeah, true. I know at Camden Yards, it's about $10 for a beer and $8 for a hot dog. So there you're at $18 right there.
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
I went to Taco Bell this week and a taco and a drink was like $13.
Yeah. Okay. So, all right. Were they playing
baseball there at Taco Bell?
Not this time.
Okay.
The stadiums where a beer and a hot dog cost the least, Atlanta, Miami, $9.98 in Miami, $7.49 for the Falcons fans. And the Houston Texans, Baltimore Ravens, and Detroit Lions all come in at just under $12. So your Ravens are a bargain compared to the rest of the league, which I think is cool, right? Why not?
Yeah, I just wonder what type of beer and hot dog you get for that $12.
I'd say it's Natty Boo. Natty Boo, Bohemian.
No, that's a boutique beer. They're going to be selling you Bud Light.
No, they're going to be selling you Natural Light.
Now, you might be right. That's cheaper, isn't it?
By the way, if you go to an Irish pub on St. Patrick's Day and you want to enjoy the green draft beer, it's Natural Light. Just thought I'd share that. Almost exclusively.
The worst.
Boy, Rob, I know you love when they combine a movie with a star talking about it. Like, very, very excited.
This is great.
Macaulay Culkin is going on tour, but not with one of his weird musical projects. He'll be talking about Home Alone, which I think is kind of fun. The show, billed as a nostalgic night with Macaulay Culkin, kicks off November 30th in Buffalo, New York, and winds up December 15th in Medford, Massachusetts. Isn't that where Richard Dreyfuss did his thing?
I think it is. Yeah.
Pre-sale starts today. The shows will include a screening of the movie, followed by a Q&A with the audience. See that? If you make it an evening where you get to watch the movie.
Yeah, I did one with Jerry Lewis. I thought it was fantastic. It was so cool.
There will also be a VIP package that includes a photo op with Macaulay. Grab more info at homealonetour.com. And if you love that movie, as we go into the Christmas season, it's argued that it's kind of a Christmas movie.
Yeah.
It is a Christmas movie. Go see it and check it out.
Yeah, enjoy the cash grab. Help him out.
Looks like the closest one for you, Rob, is going to be Erie, Pennsylvania.
That is Erie.
You're not doing any in the D.C. area. I'm surprised at that.
No, it's New York, Pennsylvania, Kentucky, Indiana, Wisconsin, Minnesota, Ohio, New Jersey.
Did Charlie book that?
It's a really weird tour.
Go here. Go here.
Don't miss Kentucky, Charlie.
And here and here and here. Here we go. And here and here.
There's no days off. It's one after another. He does it, hops on a plane.
Doing a week or something, like 7 days?
November 30th to December 15th.
So two weeks.
That's it's 2 weeks.
2 weeks. 2 weeks.
It's 2 weeks, 15 shows.
That's exciting.
Bitcoin.
All right, you know those four-day work weeks everybody wants? Well, Jimmy Fallon is finally getting one. The Tonight Show is going to 4 days a week. Starting with the new fall season, there will be new episodes on Monday through Thursday, then a repeat on Friday night. Why do I think the behind-the-scenes technical people are probably getting boned on this?
Of course they are.
Because it's a cost-cutting move.
But you know what they should do is a bonus show on Friday nights.
That'd be good, that you pay for.
There you go. Tonight was actually the only late-night show still doing five nights a week. Jimmy Kimmel Live, Late Show with Stephen Colbert, Late Night with Seth Meyers, and The Daily Show all do four. And by the way, if you're a Daily Show, if you haven't been living in a box underground, you should know that Jon Stewart rolls in on Monday to do his. And thank God we have him. He's a national treasure, in my opinion. Kimmel has been taking summers off for the past few years. Fallon, but don't they have guest hosts?
Yeah, they do. And top-of-the-line guest hosts, yeah.
Fallon is signed with The Tonight Show through 2028. And by the way, Mr. Spiewak takes a well-deserved vacation next week, and I will be joined in studio by my better half, ladies and gentlemen.
Excellent.
Mrs. Carla O'Mara. It'll be something.
I was thinking, Mike, at the end, Carson would do a best of on Monday. He would do Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and then didn't. Then they had a guest host on Friday, right, with Leno or
And then Carson would do like stand-up around the country. Well, that was Jay that did that more. Yeah, Carson had the dream schedule.
He had a great schedule, yeah.
Mm-hmm. I mean, he really did.
That's a better way to do it, is put a guest host on Friday, so then you're prepping that guy to take over.
Yeah,
when you don't want to,
which they kind of did. That's what
the guest host would be more amenable to younger skewing guests too. Mm-hmm. For example, Jay would bring in more comedians, and I know that Joan Rivers was important. She helped break the Go-Go's, but Johnny would never book the Go-Go's. But it was a great appearance. Yeah,
when Joan Rivers went on the ill-fated Fox show late night, they never spoke to each other again
because she never called him. That's all he wanted was a call.
You know what? You know what popped up on my feed last night, Rob? The clip of Wayne Newton on Larry King when he talks about going to Johnny's office.
So great.
Because Johnny was making effeminate jokes about Wayne Newton.
I might actually have that. Let me
kick you right in the ass. I'll kick you right. But don't worry about it. We can play it later. We move on finally today. In the Netherlands, they have crime too. Stay tuned. A 33-year-old man was sentenced to 4 months in jail for stalking after showing up at his ex's home. But he didn't just walk up to the front door. He shipped himself inside a box to her address. It's unclear if she somehow brought it inside or not, but he emerged from the box, threatened her with a gun.
That's not okay.
Then he took off with the keys to the place. The man told the judge, having himself delivered in a box was, quote, the only way to get in and get my stuff back. The woman then put a camera in her home after the box incident and caught him showing up at her place three times. Guy's pretty obsessed. The man claims he had permission for the visits, but the judge didn't buy it. In addition to the jail time, the judge granted the woman a three-year restraining order. The man later confessed to the whole crime, told police that this getting shipped in there inside a packaging box was the only way to get into the house without making noise with his wooden shoes. He said he just wanted to give his wife some tulips. Cops told him to go back to his windmill and get some sleep.
You win.
There are your Holland stereotypes right there, ladies and gentlemen. How about that, huh?
Mike?
How about that? Are we hitting on all eight on Monday? Yes, we are, baby.
The whole thing was a Dutch treat.
Dutch. We'll take a break. Come back with Rob Spiewak and dog parks right here on the Mike O'Mara Show. Ladies and gentlemen, listen up. One of the biggest challenges to eating better is that so many better-for-you products taste so bad. Well, there is a brand new one that has cracked the code on providing real nutrition that also tastes incredible. I love Orgain.
Yes.
I do it. That's why I'm able to bring it in here and chug it during this commercial. 30 grams of protein.
That's
crazy. If
you
know anything about weight loss, ladies and gentlemen, and by the way, love the cap too. You know, don't have to peel anything off the top. It does it for you with the cap. Orgain, 30-gram protein shake right there. You see that, ladies and gentlemen? Orgain's 30-gram protein shakes are an excellent source, let me spin that, of complete protein with all 9 essential amino acids.
Here goes Mike with a big pull off the Orgain, the 11-ounce container. He just had probably 7 grams of protein on that swallow.
It is really, Josh, I know you like this stuff too.
Yep,
it is,
every morning.
It's really... Some people do protein well, some people don't. And this is one of those companies that has it. And it is fantastic. I love it.
Mm. I do every morning before the show as well. I have it down in my fridge down here. I grab it. It's just part of my daily policy. And
so
it tastes
good.
Great. It does.
Chocolate tastes the best.
Shaky.
Energy, muscle support, recovery, helps manage hunger, promotes healthy weight management. Orgain is convenient, real nutrition with only 1 gram of sugar per serving. Thank God for that. And no soy ingredients or artificial flavors or sweeteners. 30 grams of protein, and it tastes amazing. One of the best out there as far as the flavor is concerned. Orgain 30-gram protein shakes are available at Costco and Orgain.com. If you want to get in on the delicious protein-packed nutrition today, head to Orgain.com. Use the code TMOS/TMOS, and 20% is yours off your order. Remember, that's ORGAIN.com/TMOS for 20% off, and make sure you use the promo code TMOS so they know that we sent you, and that is the best way to get started with Orgain. You get a 20% discount.
You will
what's
honestly,
not to like?
Mike, you will honestly not believe that you're doing something that's good for your body when you drink it, because it tastes that good.
Well, this is my favorite sponsor because it was already part of my morning routine.
Oh, cool. So it was, you out.
Thank you for talking. I'm doing my drinking. Rob, do you want to talk about your TV fun or your dog park experience?
Let's talk TV fun, and then we can table the dog park, because I do have, we're all dog owners. No, let's go with the dog park, because we're all dog owners. Do you ever take them to dog parks? Because I've got a minuscule yard, and so if they want to run, I can walk them all day, but I can't let them run. So have you ever done it?
Yeah, with a couple of our dogs, but not really with the terriers recently. And I cannot stand dog barks. I think
why?
Because they're gross.
We've got a pretty nice one here. They
well,
do
the
up.
Nice one, whatever. No matter how nice it is, it's a piss field.
Well,
I mean,
of course
that's
it
what
is.
It is. It's gross.
But near, well, you go in and it's like Alcatraz, because you go through one gate and there's like a holding area, and you close that gate, and then you can go into the park. And this is a big, probably 1 acre deal with mulch and clean benches, so you can sit on the benches and watch your dog. But I have a question about just policy.
Yeah.
Both Linus and Sebastian, the hardest part about going to the dog park is they both want to be front seat dogs. So driving them there is really tough. And I've actually had Sebastian shift the gear in my car to neutral while we're driving, because he gets up in the middle and lays on the console.
Right.
So you have to be aware of all this. But we get there, it's Carrie and me and the two dogs, and it's a busy day because it was a beautiful day yesterday. And right away, the sniffing begins. And
yeah, that's
then,
cute. That's funny.
I like that.
As long as it's the dogs.
Oh, okay, yes.
Were you doing it to Carrie again?
To that guy. There's a guy that we have in our neighborhood.
Okay, that guy.
I think he eats a lot of bran. So.
Oh, look across. That's the Spiewak man. He's sniffing butts again.
My thing is it's proof that I don't have COVID. That's my reassurance.
Yeah, you're doing it as a safety measure.
When I smell my neighbors. And there was a couple great moments when there was like 5 or 6 dogs there, all varying size, and they'd all get together, and then there'd be like a dog parade where they'd all run by you in a line, and it's just the greatest, because
I
love dogs.
Do your dogs, Linus and
Sebastian.
Luna?
Sebastian.
Sebastian, Linus and Sebastian, do they get like super pumped when they know they're going to be going to the park?
Linus does. Sebastian doesn't know because he's too stupid.
Okay, so he's just like...
Yeah, but Linus starts going... Because
he
knows the route, yeah.
Okay.
So... They're not really that bad normally about this, and they leave each other alone. But when new dogs enter the mix,
yeah,
there's a lot of humping. And Linus is older. He's 11 going on 12. I thought he'd be past this. And this is what
neutered,
happened.
Neutered, though, right? Neutered.
Yeah, of course. Now, when Sebastian goes into it, that's something, because he's 100 pounds. But
when
Linus
he goes
is,
into what? The humping or
the
being
humping.
Humped?
The humping. Oh, no, none of them were humped. They were all humping. And and the worst one, I think, was there was almost like a show dog quality dachshund, the kind that are like perfectly black and shiny, just a beautiful little dog.
I don't think of that breed.
Yeah.
As a show dog quality. I don't.
Well, I mean, if you saw this one, it was just so perfect. It was a perfect, like a, if you pictured in your head the way a dachshund should look, a hot dog. So Linus sees this little dog that looks about the size of a really big Washington, D.C. city rat, and goes up to it, and he sniffs, and the dog's okay with that, and then I see the thing. He arches his back. This is like the first step of it, and then a little bit of movement in the hips.
He mounts the dachshund?
He's about to, and I say, Linus, no! No, 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 no!
Doesn't sound like a fair fight.
I didn't know this was a dog park thing. This doesn't happen at the dog parks I take my dogs.
I've never seen it at the dog parks where like, it's a humpathon.
Exactly.
Well,
the Horny Acres Dog Park.
You're saying that like this is just like what you know this. If you go to a dog park, everyone sits on benches and watches dogs hump each other.
Well, maybe you're going to the wrong dog park.
By the way, dogs, yes, in my experience, don't necessarily discriminate between the sexes. Did you know whether the dachshund was a male or a female?
Mike, it was like a key party. Everybody was on everybody.
Didn't know it could have been male on male, female.
It was a male. It was a male dachshund. I think his name was Nutmeg. Something like that. What?
What are you doing, Linus? Trying to nutmeg.
So that was bad. But then Linus, we can yell at him and he listens. But as you know, Sebastian is stupid. And that's the torn hat.
Sorry about that. Carla just threw that at me. There it is.
Could you put it on?
Yeah. No, I'm not going to interrupt you. He's doing his thing here. Come on.
All right.
She'll be hosting with me next week.
Yes.
Maybe she can bring the hat.
Okay.
So then Sebastian starts. There's a white husky.
Why are both of your dogs so incredibly horny? I don't understand that. I'd be a little pissed if somebody's dog.
It's learned behavior.
I'm still confused with this being normal behavior.
Well, I mean, I don't know. It's happened. I have no examples to compare.
Josh, the Spiewak home is a sexually charged environment.
I know that's not it.
And that was my question. Are other dogs running around doing this as well, or just your dogs?
There was one other dog that was a terrier mix that was pretty frisky. But this beautiful white husky with gorgeous blue eyes, Sebastian saw him and went up to him. And first was the sniffing of the undercarriage and the back, and then he gets on and the hips are going and out of the
Spiewak's dogs are coming. Get our dogs out of the park. The Spiewak molesting dogs are coming.
That dog has a sign in his yard.
The way you talk about the dogs being beautiful, it's like you're the Giselle Maxwell out there.
Yeah, isn't it weird the way look at this show quality. Linus, go get that one.
There, painting a picture. I am not in favor.
Well,
of
it's almost like
this.
He's legitimizing the fake humping, you know?
Yeah, no, what I'm doing is choose the most beautiful dogs. Mm-hmm.
That's true.
By the way, is there anything
is
there anything funnier
than
two things? A dog humping or a dog taking a dump? I think it's one of the funniest things to see.
I love it. Because also it means that the dump is funny, but it also means the walk is over. So
do people, by the way, in your dog park, do they are people polite? Do they bring their bags with them?
It's very polite. It's great. Everyone scoops right away.
All right.
And also there's a water trough. It's a nice, and they have bag dispensers there. It's a nice
park. Do they give out condoms?
No, they don't.
You don't have to say anything funny. Just let it land.
So
that's it. Yes.
So Sebastian sees this white husky, who's a bigger dog, and he mounts her, and his hips are going. And the owner from the other park bench goes, let's just say the dog is
Missy. You
want to
come home with me?
No. So I think the dog is, let's say the dog is named Missy. The lady owner says, Missy, don't just stand there. Do something about it. So she's
like to get it, to get him off.
Yeah, well,
I mean,
no,
get him off. I misspoke. Oh, God. All right, play the thing. I'm sorry.
Anyway,
to get the dog off Missy.
Yeah.
You said Missy was a male anyway, so.
This was
Mickey.
A female. This was a female.
The dachshund was a female.
No, the dachshund was Nutmeg. That was a male. Missy was a female.
What breed was Missy?
That was a husky.
God. A horny fest.
But anyway, I just.
Sounds like
I just
only your dogs were doing it.
But sadly true. But I don't think anyone was upset by the fact that it was going on. And
yes,
my thing is, what is the policy? Do you apologize? What do you do? Do you say, oh, dog?
You tell your dog, you say, get off. Linus, stop that.
Yeah,
that's what you say. Did you say that?
Yes, every time. But I mean, it keeps happening. He's not very disciplined.
You kind of enjoyed the show.
I will say yes. Yeah. It was a good show. It was a good show.
It's funny. You don't really even want to say get off. You know, you want to just say, I keep saying that.
Mike, we know what you mean. But anyway.
Thank you.
And you meet so many nice people at the dog park, Mike. And my last thing is this. They all love to talk.
Oh, yeah. And you're not real social that way. I get it. Before we go to commercial, can I ask you this?
Sure.
You don't like talking to people in the dog park?
Depends. If they seem to be sensible, good people, it's fine. If it's
but if
like,
they seem like dog people that are cat ladies, you don't.
Yes,
like
that you said. Right, is he a rescue? Is he a rescue?
See, what the problem is it's the Carrie and Rob factor. That's when the dynamic changes dramatically.
Oh, Carrie loves talking to people.
Yeah, or you do too if you're alone. But if you get them together, it's Lando Snark. We found that out on cocktail party shows. We'll be right back after this, ladies and gentlemen.
I chose to marry her.
Whether you are a seasoned gym goer or just starting your fitness journey, what your workout really needs is FitBod. It's a fitness app that customizes each workout based on your goals and adapts them as you improve. FitBod tailors a personal workout based on your time and equipment constraints. So, whether you got 10 minutes or 2 hours, FitBod can help you get better with each workout. FitBod creates a personalized workout routine based on your goals, fitness level, and your available equipment. FitBod tracks your muscle recovery so you can avoid burnout and keep up your momentum. It's like a personal trainer, but it's better. It's cheaper. It's easier to build a custom fitness plan that works for you. And you can add FitBod to your workout essentials. Join FitBod today to get your personalized workout plan. Get 25% off your subscription or try the app free at fitbod.me/TMOS. That's FITBOD.ME/TMOS. And we thank you, FitBod.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Jerry Todd.
Don't know much about,
history.
All this. Don't know much about history.
Let that dog get off.
Don't know much about biology, but I do know that one and one is two. And I do know that Linus's balls are blue. What a wonderful world. There's a comedian out there. His name is Ricky Mokel. I am back in the day, I was hired as what was called, I'm a voice guy. It's a, sometimes can say radio impressionist, but the simple way to say I was a voice guy. I did voices. What was my entree into major market broadcasting. That's why I like this little clip. This is kind of innocent, but it comes out of nowhere and cracked me up. This comedian's name is Ricky Mokel. Let's take a look at this.
And she likes it when I change up my voice. I can change up my voice, She'll say, we'll be driving down the road, and she'll get that look in her eyes, and she'll say, do that voice. and I may not even, be in the mood to do it, but I'll have to do it, And I'll just be driving, and I'll say something like,
can Geico really save you 15% or more on car insurance?
She'll be all over me.
Just
awesome. Have you ever had a girlfriend, fiance, anything like that, a significant other that requested voices from you?
I've joked about it throughout my life, there have been, because people would always, that was a running joke at some point, do the Charlie voice when you're, There, it would be better for a bonus show if I said
I understand.
That,
maybe we'll
it's
visit
It's time.
I'm close. I remember one time one of your voices
back at the dog park.
Long time ago.
Dog park, yeah, exactly.
It's not even a culturally appropriate voice anymore, but he at one point said he was looking at sex books. Yeah. And he said, "Up, I spilled something."
Okay, that's it. There you go. Moving right along.
You said it.
European fans, I think they're rugby fans, soccer fans, whatever.
Yeah.
The European fans love to get loaded. They do. I mean, I've heard stories about soccer
part of the culture.
Yeah. Just incredible. This guy is so out, and I think somewhere on the screen it'll say European fans love to create games. They're good at creating new and exciting games. Take a look at these European fans. He's passed out.
And they balanced a beer on his head.
He's got a pint glass on his head. He's got a pint glass on his head. And they walk up. Somebody else walks up with a beer. They're going to fill the glass.
poured beer into it.
On his head he's got pine claws. On his head he's got pine claws. On his head he's got pine claws. On his head.
That poor guy. Hey, added more beer.
All right, wait for it.
Uh-oh. On his head he's got pine claws. On his head.
He, it moved a little bit.
Little bit, yeah. And it falls.
I love that.
You know what's so great that. About that is just that little clip of the background of that bar. It looks like an episode of Ted Lasso. It is such a typical pub. It's a beautiful thing.
I love to call these back because I am a huge fan of fake commercials. This is one of my all-time favorites. I refer to it as the classic poopy fake commercial. What makes this great is the legitimacy of the actors in it. Take a look at
Mom, what do you say to a game of tennis?
Come on, Grandma. If you want our side, the boys don't stand a chance.
Okay, I'll get my racket.
Uh-oh.
On second thought, I think I better sit this one out.
You kids, go ahead. I want to have a talk with your old grandma. You're still having control problems, aren't you?
I just don't feel confident, Harvey.
Come with me. I want to let you in on a little secret.
He's fantastic.
Yeah.
Harvey.
Here we are. Oops, I crapped my pants.
My pants, I've heard of those. Do they work?
Oops, I crapped my pants. I've performed every bladder and bowel control product on the market today. Here, let me show you. Now imagine this pitcher of iced tea is really a gallon of your feces. Now see how its super thick fluff filter allows for maximum absorbency without leaking.
I'm impressed. Oops, I crapped my pants can hold a lot of dung.
And get this. Oops, I crapped my pants are biodegradable. Now, that's good for the environment.
Hey, how do you know so much about Oops, I crapped my pants?
I'm wearing them, and I just did.
Thanks, Oops, I crapped my pants.
Visit your local pharmacist and just say, Oops, I crapped my pants.
I'm wearing them, and I just did.
Oh, you know what's amazing about that? The choice of iced tea.
Yes, that is. Little touches.
Yeah, it's so good.
Well, we're right in the middle of school season. Everybody's getting back to school, getting into the grind. I as my son goes into early middle school, so some start at fifth grade. He did with fifth grade. And you have to be mindful. It is, at least as I remember it, one of the cruelest times. That's the sweet spot for kids that are in between.
It is.
You know, and this is a back-to-school eighth grade teacher just talking about her students, and there's something about her that I find captivating.
Take that my eighth graders have said to me.
Things that my eighth
are you in said. Therapy? You seem like the type. You look like my grandpa's couch.
Wow.
Thank you. A student got the answer right and yelled, yeah, I felt that one in my nuggets. Your pants look like trash bags sewn together. Ha ha, trash bag pants. I don't get why you write so much on my rough draft. I'm not reading all that, bruh, for real, for real.
Bruh.
Miss Dugan, the toilet paper in this school sucks. I just got dookie on my hand.
Miss Dugan.
Dugan.
I love that name, Dugan.
Fat ass alert. That one ended up being about me. I was eating some crackers. And finally, how does it feel to be the only unmarried teacher in this school?
Wow.
Thank you.
I could watch her
a long time. She's great.
I could watch her for an hour doing that. Yes. And finally, For those of you that love hitting the egg like I love hitting the egg, golfing, I think if you play golf, it has been, we've been underwater down here in Southwest Florida, and the ground is soft, the ground is muddy, but no matter, you have water holes on a golf course, and if you play long enough, I think everybody might have this kind of experience, but this guy takes it a little too close to the water.
All right.
Let's take a look at me on the golf course, ladies and gentlemen.
Oh. I think it had to stay in there.
I think you just drove it right into it.
Oh, my God.
Covered in mud. Ugh.
There he is. Yeah. Nasty. Mike O'Mara. Mike O'Mara on the 18th hole, ladies and gentlemen.
But, Mike,
fantastic.
Always a smile on your face.
Oh, yeah. Happy, happy. Joy, joy. And did you guys get those videos okay? Because it's choppy down here. Because
they're beautiful here.
Are weird underwater down here. We'll take a break. Some beautiful video coming up, ladies and gentlemen. You are listening to the Mike O'Mara Show. Whoa, whoa, whoa. And, yes, I have made that kind of shot before.
Yuck.
Thank you very much. Hey! Unleash your best self with DermGlowSkin.com. It's never been easier. Just fill out a quick questionnaire, have a call with a medical provider, and get your prescription delivered right to your door. Just one injection a week, and you're on your way to losing 21 to 26% of your weight while improving blood sugar, cholesterol, and blood pressure. They offer FDA-approved semaglutide and tirzepatide for weight loss, plus NAD+, B12, Somorolin, and PT-141 for that extra boost. Get ready to shine in Vegas, baby. Feel great and look amazing. Start your transformation today at DermGlowSkin.com. I'm Mike O'Mara, and I approve this message, ladies and gentlemen.
Hey, I like that. Some beautiful video.
Anyone who knows me long enough knows, really, deep down, I'm an idiot. And I love this. I've watched a lot of these over the weekend because they happened on my feed. I think it's an antique store that does it, but they're not really selling anything. They do what they call the Adventures of Little Elvis. And they have an Elvis action figure, and they put him in situations. And Mike, this is what it might be like if little Elvis, a 12-inch tall Elvis action figure, went to see Beetlejuice.
What did the movie today? I wonder if clam bake's playing. Clam bake, gonna have a clam bake. Oh man, clam bake ain't playing. I guess I gotta go see this movie. What the hell is a Beetlejuice? Bioexorcism? What the hell am I getting myself into? This place is empty. Well, I guess I don't have to worry about the screaming chicks. This looks good. Peanut butter and banana flavored popcorn, my favorite. All right, time to TCB. This movie's far out, man. I'm like totally blown away. I'm gonna go home and watch the original on my favorite streaming service. Let me finish these credits real quick.
The adventure.
Well, they're over. Come on, let's go.
Stupid.
It is so stupid.
Come on, I told you, just follow me. Let's go. I'm as happy as can be. I wonder what it would have been like if I would have played Beetlejuice. I think it would have been a big hit. My boy, that was a lot of fun.
That's my favorite part. I think it would have been a big hit.
There is something so lightly accurate about that impression.
That's it. And that's what makes it funny, because he's just got enough of the, my boy, I think it would have been a big hit. I wish I had played Beetlejuice. He's got, right? He's got, and the singing is fantastic.
What the hell is a
good
Beetlejuice?
Call. Absolutely. 100%.
Anyway, you can Google Little Elvis. You can find that. Mike, sometimes you just look down in the shower and you can't believe what you found.
Peanut.
This is a fella. I'm not gonna go way back, Mike. And it's courtesy to you.
Hey, but I'm this the one that said it. I'm guilty.
I know, but that's fine. This is a fella who, note, he hadn't played with Legos in 25 years.
Okay.
But he was in the shower.
I was in the shower. And my doctor has told me that with the dry, hot summer months, it's really helpful to blow your nose while you're in the shower because the humidity of the steam and everything, it like, really helps kind of clear everything out.
Sounds like he's congested.
So I've been regularly doing this for the last like 6 months or so.
Six
I live
months.
In Arizona, and it's hot 90% of the time here.
He's in Arizona.
And dry. It's a dry heat. Today, I was blowing my nose in the shower.
Oh, gross.
And lo and behold, I blew out a Lego dot that has been in my nose for at least 26 years. And I don't know what to think of this because I have had multiple breathing issues with asthma and sleep apnea. I just got diagnosed with obstructive sleep apnea. And I feel like this Lego piece has been the culprit for the last 26
years. Wow.
That would be very surprising to me. Yeah,
he sounds like he's got snot in there right now.
Or
right?
More Lego pieces.
Yeah,
could
or
be.
More, yeah, like he might have, not just the dot, he might have a whole wall.
Like, the Millennium Falcon up in his Millennium Falcon.
By the way, I've still got a Lego set that I think Stephen Douglas McIntyre gave my son that we have not even opened. And I think that these appreciate in value.
They do. Yeah. I made a mint on one once.
Really?
Yeah.
That's cool. In fact, I've got it in my studio. It's right in the closet up there. I could show it to you, but I won't now.
No.
Maybe later in the week I'll show it.
Mike, visit eBay and do a little exploration.
I might do that. Yeah,
that's
fun.
Might
be fun. Yeah, and then I can go spin and win and blow it all.
Spin and win. Yeah. You just revealed it.
I told you not to mention the name, and then I did. Day.
Okay, Mike, two more. This is a guy who won an argument, but he reminds me of you when you talk to yourself.
Great news. I just won another pretend argument with somebody in my head. The great news is, even though they made a bunch of great make-believe points, the points that I made were even better. I wish you guys could have heard this make-believe argument, because I totally made some great points, and I completely had them up against the ropes, and I probably made them feel bad. The current score is me, a bunch, and them significantly fewer. So glad I could share this great news with you guys. And be sure to stay tuned, because I plan on having another imaginary argument in my head with somebody within the next couple of hours.
So, Mike, you're not the only one.
It's just a weird dude, too. That is a weird enough dude. I love it.
All right. Last thing, Mike, how do you feel about casseroles? We come from the generation when the casserole really became big.
Well, I'll tell you that I'm not a fan, and I'll tell you the main reason since you brought it up. I have a quick answer for this.
All right.
I'm not a fan because in my mom's era, whenever it was tuna casserole, that was a thing back in the with the cheese sauce or the tuna and the
tuna,
macaroni.
Cream of mushroom.
It was cream of mushroom. Oh God, I hated it.
I had someone who knew a lot about cooking tell me that any cream of soup from Campbell's is interchangeable. It's just flavor and salt. That's all it is.
Absolutely. It just thickens. That's what it does.
Yeah. Well, a lot of times as a good gesture, someone will bring you a casserole. Like if, God forbid, you've had a death in the family, they'll bring you a casserole. But this is at a police station, and I don't think they appreciated this casserole. Let's close with this. Also, Mike, early contender for mugshot of the week. All right.
Okay. Police tonight are sharing new details about a strange incident that happened recently in the village. Officers say Michael Lamb, a convicted felon with an extensive criminal history, came to the police station last week with a disturbing delivery.
Last week, we had an individual walk into the police department, I guess you'd say with some sort of casserole that was homemade. Inside the casserole was a number of different things, to include dog feces, chicken nuggets, grapes, some sprinkles. I had Brillo pad, as well as a live 223 round, commonly used in an AR-15. He walked out, basically told us, make sure you eat this off duty, and laughed as he walked out.
Police say Lamb was also carrying drugs. Lamb is known to local law enforcement across the county for several incidents, most recently on Sunday when deputies say he stole from the Target in Henrietta and resisted arrest. In that case, he was arraigned and is being held in the Monroe County Jail without bail because he's a convicted felon.
Oh, Mike, when you go to the Henrietta Target, you got to watch out for the sprinkles and the dog feces.
Absolutely. Delicious. Feces everywhere. Nasty. Nasty.
But a great mugshot.
Oh, looks like a lovely man. Looks like Bill Burr from 3 Mile Island. We got to take a powder. We'll be back tomorrow with a brand new episode, ladies and gentlemen, for Mr. Josh Soroka, a Baltimore Ravens fan, Mr. Rob Spiewak, a Washington Commanders fan.
Yes.
Yours truly. There it is. At the Giants. You might not even tell that it's ripped until you go to that side.
They're very well made, Mike.
There you go. Here we are. I'm weak as a kitten. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.
So long, folks.
Want more? Make sure you check out The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show. Get it at MikeOMaraShow.com.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
stripping down butt naked, bending over, and all you could see was cellulite hanging in pubic hair.